Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. In today's episode, I will be talking to you guys about the massive changes that's happening, the radical massive changes that's happening, even as you are listening to this podcast. So this podcast may be a little bit lengthy because I want to go into detail. I want to talk to you guys about the peace that's going to be, or that is the peace that's flowing through the planet, but also there's a flip side to the coin, and there's a lot of chaos that is now happening, but it's going to start picking up. So for those of you that is listening to this particular podcast, I feel like I'm sharing this information for preparation and also for observation. Okay, so for some of you right now, you may be in a space of resting, relaxing, and receiving. Okay, this is so key. For those of you that keep hearing messages that's telling you to rest, 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 you need to relax, relax, open up and receive. Listen, things are going to be changing. Things are going to be changing for you. But right now, your higher self is guiding you to rest mentally and emotionally. And I know that's very challenging. I know personally, because I was guided a couple of months back to rest. And it was so hard for me to rest and relax. And I realized that it's so hard because that's not natural. It should be, but it's not natural because we have a pattern and we have been programmed to work, 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 work. And, you know, when you start experiencing this spiritual awakening and really like journeying, taking up the journey and participating, you'll realize that a lot of this journey, the spiritual awakening, is about unlearning all of the things that you have learned. And to open yourself up, the key to the spiritual awakening is for you to open up to your higher self, connect with your divine, the divinity within you, connect with the source, And when I speak about the source, not outside of you, but connecting with the divinity, the divine, your higher self from within. We all have it. And I'm noticing on the spiritual awakening how still we're still going outside of ourselves, looking for confirmation and validation. And, you know, a big part of the spiritual awakening is about trust. And the reason why I'm just taking this little small section and talking about it, you guys, because the chaos that's embarking upon this planet, in a minute, nobody's going to know what to believe. And as, if you guys are on social media, you can already see that there's an information overload. And it's done on purpose. It's being done on purpose to get masses of people to just give in and give up because you don't know what to believe. You know, there's people don't know what to eat anymore. They're pushing the food agenda. So you don't know what to eat. And I'm going to cover that. I'm going to cover all of that, like the food stuff and what it means to be a human being. I'm going to do a separate episode after this for you guys in reference to that. But FYI, disclaimer, I'm in the country. I'm out of town this weekend. And it's just so interesting that all this information came in while I'm out of town. So as soon as I can upload and record more about the foods and, you know, what does it mean about, should we be stocking up and hearing all this? I want to get more in depth with that, but I want to talk to you guys about the massive changes. And so I'm talking about right now, the peace for those of you that have really put in the work. And I know many of you are going to be seeing why you had to go through what you went through and why you had to experience what you experienced. And for those of you that's being guided to rest and relax, listen, I need you to really, and not just me, and I'm speaking, you know, to you as a sister, as someone that has gone through the journey, a friend that has gone through the journey, and understand that when your higher self is guiding you to rest and relax, because I guarantee you after that rest and relax, things are going to start picking up for you in a great way, in a positive way, okay? And you're going to, those that are resting and relaxing, many of you are shifting more into the grounding of what the in-depthness of being in 5D is really about. And you guys will begin to understand that it's not about work. when you start moving into that higher level of consciousness, it's more about passion. It's more about what is it that's pulling you, not what you are looking to find or what do you think you need to be doing. No, it's like your passion. It's more about passion. What passion is in you? What is driving you or passionate? What's pulling you to do what you need to do? And then more, when you dive deeper into the 5D consciousness, because remember, you guys, there's levels in the consciousness, okay? There's levels to 5D. But when you start really grounding into the 5D, you will see that when you begin to feel you don't want to work anymore. This is why you're hearing so many people saying they don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. And that's because the true way of just being, of a human being, notice we are called human beings because we're supposed to be being. So in this being, you are guided, like your unction. You can, it's a more of an inner guidance of what it is that you need to do. And through that inner guidance, you can feel the pull of, hey, I need to do this, but you will also receive the strategy within, without even asking. Everything would just come to you about how to do what you need to do, when you need to do it. It'll all just come to you without you having to look for it. And this is the new way of being. And so when you're doing what you love to do, you're going to be doing it in a more relaxed way, where it feels like, many of us have heard the saying of, every day feels like you're on vacation. That's when you're diving deep into 5D, moving into 6D. And I know I'm using these dimensions, you guys, to just explain so that you can get like a visual and see that, and speaking it so that you can see it in levels. Because all of this, the way that we live through consciousness. But I also want you guys to understand too, because there's so many different interpretations about the new earth. So I'm just going to share with you guys, and I think I've shared this before, of what and how I'm receiving it and what I'm experiencing. So I'm still in the physical. So what I'm being shown is that how all of this is working from what I've been shown. Not saying that anybody else is wrong, because there are so many ways to explain certain things, but how it was downloaded to me and interpreted through my higher self is that we're all still going to be on this physical plane, which we know it as 3D, this physical plane that we live in, but we're all just be experiencing it different, and we experience it different through the levels of consciousness. Okay, so I'm want to simplify this, and that's the key here, is for me to simplify these things so that you guys can have a better understanding. So when you process what I'm saying, it'll translate inwardly to you the way that it needs to translate for you. But so we're all still here in the physical, we're just going to all be experiencing it different. I've also explained it in a way, it's like everybody being in the same place and just seeing it, seeing everything different. And it's kind of like if you and your siblings grew up in a household together and you both experienced the same thing, but you both were experiencing the same thing. But when you describe what you experienced, you and your siblings describe it in a totally different way, although y'all were still in the same household. Well, that's just like how this reality is. It's like we're all on this physical planet. We're all just going to be experiencing it based upon our levels of consciousness. And the level of consciousness, how we shift into these levels of consciousness, is through making different choices through the guidance of our higher self, ego, shadow, whoever we choose or whatever we choose to listen to within us. But let me get back into the changes that's taking place. But I wanted to break that down so that you guys can have a full understanding of why some people will be living in peace while others will be living in chaos. Okay. So for those of you that's been called to rest, relax, receive. It's more of a mental thing. It's being still within. Now, some of you still have to work. Now, while you are doing this, though, I want you guys to, I want to suggest to you guys to just stay patient, to stay in a knowing, that things are changing for you. And understand when nothing is happening, Everything is still happening. You just can't see it because it's going on in the background. So don't allow yourself to be manipulated or deceived into thinking because nothing is happening for you. And it could feel like you're stuck or you're stagnant, but no, you're not stuck and you're not stagnant. Your higher self is trying to get you to rest. And because it's unfamiliar, that pattern of resting, this new pattern, this new habit, this new behavior of just resting and not worrying about anything and just letting everything go, it's going to trigger your shadow and your ego because it's not used to doing that. So I want you guys to understand that you're not stuck, okay? You're not stagnant. You just need to rest. Whenever and whatever needs to happen for you will happen. You don't have to do anything, okay? Especially when you're being called to rest and relax. And if you need to do something, you're going to know what to do. You're going to know exactly what to do because it's going to come to you in a knowing. You're just going to know. You won't have to try to figure it out. You guys, this is the new way of being. So relax, rest, start practicing. And I'm telling you, it's going to take practice because I struggle. When I went through my phase of resting and relaxing, I struggled. I literally cried because I didn't know how to rest. It felt uncomfortable to just rest and relax for a long period of time. Because I'm talking about I was putting months of resting and relaxing that I was frustrated. When I look back and I think about it, I can laugh now. But y'all, I was frustrated because my higher self was telling me to rest and relax. And it was like, no, I need to do something. I need to. And then finally, I just had an aha moment. For those of you that are asking, so how did you get to rest? Finally, it hit me. I'm like, no, I've been working. I've been on this journey for a very long time, since 2008. I've been working for my children, for my family, working for myself because the system, you know, chasing a career, doing all these different things. And then it hit me. It was like, no, I'm tired. My soul is tired. I need to rest. I'm in a position where I don't have to work. So I'm going to take this and I'm going to rest and I'm going to do nothing. And then in the nothing, I do get bored. So when I get bored, I just find something to do that I love. Because you're going to have, in the resting and relaxing and receiving, you have a lot of downtime. You have a lot of downtime. And yes, I'm enjoying it to y'all. It's like I'm living my best life resting and relaxing because I'm really allowing myself to do that. And then when something hits me, like recording this episode, it just hits me. And I know I was sitting next to my husband. We were just talking and it just hit me. And I was like, babe, give me the keys. I'm going to go out because we were staying at a friend's house. And I was like, I'm going to go in the truck and record this episode. And then I have the moments like my free days. I was jumping on TikTok and doing, but I wasn't guided to do videos to post. I was just guided to get on TikTok and do lives and do this podcast. So whatever I'm guided to do, but I can already feel like I'm going to be getting back to my videos. For those of you that love my videos, I feel it. I feel it coming up. It's like my higher self is preparing me. And it makes sense because I'm resting so I could be put out there to help those that are going to be going through the chaos to come out of it. Okay. So for those of you that are not aware, there's another mass awakening that is taking place currently. They're using it as the second pandemic, which is using COVID, and they're using it in the worst way. And so I want you guys to understand that there's a contract for this. Okay. So don't get caught up in the energy of this COVID thing and the chaos that's getting ready. Don't take it personal, okay? I want to remind you guys that everybody that's a part of what's going on have signed a contract. This is just a contract being fulfilled, okay? And it has to be because a lot of this chaos is going to wake up. A lot of people is going to wake up due to this chaos. So it's needed. Like I tell you guys too, suffering, it's needed because when you suffer enough, you start asking questions. And then you get to the point where you start asking the right questions and things start clicking and things start making sense. Okay. So as for those of you that's a piece, many of you will feel you don't have any wants. You won't have any desires. That's a normal part of this new peace era for you. Those of you that's going deep into that 5D level of consciousness. All right. Moving into the new earth. Moving into the new earth is just moving into a new way of being. And so in this new being, there will be no worries about food, about water, about the air, about any of it, you guys. Like, when I tell you guys, I have no concerns. I'm at soul. The inner peace is something that I can't even begin to explain to you guys. I don't have a wanting. I don't have a desire. I'm just being, literally just being and enjoying. It's like, it does feel like a whole new world. And I'm watching the news. I really am. I'm watching it because I'm observing. I'm on TikTok. I'm observing. I'm watching videos. Because once you reach a certain level, these energies, these low vibing energies, it doesn't affect you anymore. And I would love to hear you guys' feedback. I'm going to do a poll where you guys can write reviews and do feedbacks, or you can go to The Soul Doctor. I'm going to put this up on my Instagram, The Soul Doctor Podcast, Soul Doctor Podcast. And I would love for you guys to either DM me if you don't feel comfortable with putting it on social media, or email me. You all guys have email, but I would love to hear, you know, your feedback on those of you that's experiencing this peace and this inner peace, and understand there is no concerns. Like, it's just a knowing that I'm good, that my family is good, that all is well. And I look at it and it's like, I don't have any connection to the outside world. And when I say the outside world, meaning the chaos that's happening to 3D. And maybe this is because too, I know that this has to happen. So now let's dive into the chaos, okay? As far as the peace, well, I'm going to leave you guys with this. For those of you that's grounding and anchoring or have anchored into the 5D, you're going to be living in the present moment. So there is no, your future is now, your past is now. You're living in the now. So many of you, and then some of you are going to be questioning, like, why aren't you feeling anything? Because that's the new way of being. That's the new way of being. You don't feel like you need to help. You know that nothing needs your help because everything is already going to just play out the way that it's supposed to play out. And for me, even I see a different, like, I went from wanting to help people to just being and realizing, no, we don't need help. We just need to be. Allow ourselves to go through the process. You'll be guided. I think it's more about you guys having to learn how to trust yourself, to trust whatever shows up, to trust what's not showing up. This is a huge leg of the journey. Many of you are in the phase of trusting. And look at there. There's a hawk that's flying over right now. Wow. Wow. A whole hawk. But anyway, because you got to have those eyes of a hawk. But yeah, for the most part, oh, there's two. Oh, wow, there's two. Okay. But anyway, for those of you that are, many of you are in this space of learning to trust. Trust yourself. Trust that the universe has you. Trust that source, that God, that it all has you. And when you know this, it does really push you into a space of just being still, because you know that whatever you need to know, it's going to come to you. Whatever it is that you need to do, it's going to come to you. You're going to know. You're going to know what you need to do. Now, as far as the chaos, with the chaos, we're going to see all kinds of things, y'all. When COVID, they're going to make it as worse as possible. It's almost like it's going to be doom. It's almost like it's doomsday. That's how it's going to come across. Like, it's doom. Like, the planet is just doom, but it's not. It has to appear that way. Okay, you guys, it has to appear because let me tell you why it has to appear that way. Because what is being doomed is the old way of being and doing. So it has to crumble. But, and I say appear that way because they're going to make it seem like the world is coming to an end. But it's the system that's coming to an end. And that is going to play out. That's why we have the changing of the money. And it's going to look like America has just been left out. I told you guys, if you watch that, you know, the government, they're going to go underground. I did a video last year explaining that they're going to ghost. They're going to ghost us, and they're going to leave us without leadership. It's like they're just going to go ghost, literally. this election thing is going to be so horrible that people are not going to want to be Democrats or Republicans, because at the end of the day, it's all one side. There is no, they split it so that there can be a division, you guys, but the system is not for the people. And a lot of people are going to start waking up and realizing that the system is not for the people, because we don't need a system. We have a system already within us. So it's going to drive. And so when we talk about the new earth too, the new earth is about you being your own sovereign leader. But you can't be that sovereign leader. And this is why you guys got to understand that everybody can't come with us. Because you think about it, think about a land of paradise. Okay, so for many of us that are anchored in the 5D and above, because remember, I know we only talk about 5D, but we have 6D, 7D, 8D, and it just keeps getting better. The higher you go, the better and the more peaceful that it is, okay? So with that, as you're moving and you're grounding and anchoring and moving into 6D from some of you, or in 7D, and many of you are grounding into the 5D, you're going to understand that when you're being in this world, you can't, if a person hasn't gone through the process of like trusting and all the obstacles that we go through is to bring us to what we, if you've ever been religious, then you know they talk about the promised land, and the promised land is fulfilled with milk and honey. So it's like being in this space of milk and honey. It's an abundance. We talk about it all the time. So what true abundance is, you can't take somebody that has not gone through the experience. So this is why for some of you that's trying to bring your family members, if they haven't gone through the process and made peace with their past and step into where the information that you are, except for children, remember, because with children, there's always going to be a divine intervention. They're children. But when you start talking about adults, because that's the human design, they can't just come into the promised land, because what happens is the promised land will turn back to the old land. You can't have somebody who is not peaceful, who is not that of pure love. You can't, that's what happened with this planet. So for those of you that's feeling some kind of way because your family can't come, or certain people can't be with you, it's understanding that you can't cross the portal. You cannot, and I'm trying to break it down. And the reason I'm using these types of terminology to just simplify it, you guys. So it's like the portal, they can't even go to the portal of abundance, because you can't have a certain type of frequency just going through the portal. They would die going through the portal. It's like, it reminds me of a plane with a lot of turbulence. Exactly. It's crazy because it's all energy. So when you got to go through a portal, every time you go through different levels of consciousness, you're literally going through a portal. And so some people, and some of these people that's transitioning, some of them are trying to go through the portal and they're not making it, because they haven't developed the belief system that's needed to travel. Like they're not fully equipped to go through the portal. And I'm hoping that I'm simplifying this for you guys. Okay. So this is why each person, this spiritual awakening is an individual journey. It really is an individual journey. It is everybody's response. This is why when you're born by yourself, unless you're a twin, triplets. But for the most part, you come into this world by yourself. That means this journey is a selfish journey once you start embarking upon the spiritual awakening. And I know it's hard for people to process, and it's hard for people to process because of what we've been taught, which is why you got to go through the process of unlearning. So here's a couple of things too that we can expect. The government, when it comes to like this voting and all this, is going to be chaotic. Don't even participate in the energy. Don't even get caught up in it. I'm telling you, even if it's concerning Trump, there's still a lot of hidden things that people can't see or know. You know, you are going to be able to see some good, but there's a lot of things that's hidden. So don't get involved with the Trump and the Biden. All of that is a distraction. Okay, with the school systems, yes, we're going to go through another lockdown. I'm going to need you guys to enjoy this lockdown, because there's going to be so much transformation, so much great transformation during this lockdown, okay? The other things that I was able to see, health, you guys, listen, start believing that your body is a light body, okay? I need to find, you guys need to find a way of knowing. And remember, everything starts with the thought. It doesn't matter, you can't just take action without setting the intent. You have to have a knowing in whatever action you're taking, because if not, it's called dead works. What if dead works? Dead works is you doing a work, like you're doing something, but you don't have the belief or you don't have a knowing in what you're doing. Like, you could be taking action. I'm going to use an example, like a business, all right? So let's just say you're taking the action, but there's some part of you that you're questioning if you're going to succeed in the business. Okay, you can't do that. You have to know that the action that you're taking is leading you to wherever it is that you're trying to go. So even when it comes to health, I see so many people, they're taking all these herbs and all that. But if you haven't adjusted your mind first, it doesn't matter what food. You can be organic. You can be a vegetarian. It doesn't matter. If you haven't properly dealt with your belief system, you're going to get caught up in the sickness, in the disease. You're going to get caught, because most people don't understand. It starts with your mind first. It starts with your mental. And so, yes, I want to encourage you guys to first start dissecting. What is your mental belief? What is your knowing about health, about your body, about understanding? One of the biggest things that worked for me, and the affirmation that I use, is because the divine, the pure, the divine God source is in me, there can be no sickness and disease. That's how I started. And then my higher self guided me to stop believing in sickness and disease. So for me, there is no sickness or disease that can take my body. Like, it doesn't, I don't give it life. And that's the key thing to understand. And so there's going to be, we're going to see AIDS, STDs. So for those of you that's healers, get ready, because you're going to be called upon. I saw people, you guys, especially high profile people, paying $100,000, $200,000, up to $1 million. And they're going to literally be pushing it upon the healers. And they have it. And they're going to be pushing. Yeah, there's so much that's going to be taking place. So I'm going to try to fit it in, because I don't want it to be that long. So I saw the sickness and disease. Education is going to start crumbling. Religion, there's going to be a mass. The best way that I can say it, it's like a mass murdering when it comes to religion. You guys, because there's a lot of people that's going to start waking up in this new spiritual awakening that's happening. They're going to be waking up and realizing that they were lied to. Except this group of people, it's not like when we woke up, many of us woke up in 2020. But the new people that's waking, they're waking up with a vengeance. And this is why when I say chaos, and the way that I seen it was like another World War III, with the people versus the people. And there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of killing, you guys, a lot of bloodshed. But in a sense of, These things have to happen in order for us to move into a world of total peace, because there are people who have chosen, who have signed up not to transform their hearts. Okay. And then there are people that signed up as dark angels on this planet to destroy certain things. And remember, you guys, destruction, there is no difference in when we start talking about destruction or like a death and a rebirth. The energy of it is the same. So there's going to be a death and a rebirth. There's going to be a death and a rebirth. But understand that you can't have the rebirth, or the new birth, should I say, without the death. So the energy of the death and the new birth is still the same. So I know that there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be caught up in this. And the people that's caught up in it is supposed to, if you just happen to be one that's caught up in it, then it was in your contract. But the best thing, or the best advice that I can really give you, is to find a way to balance yourself and making sure you're being balanced, and don't allow yourself to get pulled all the way in. There's also going to be a lot of transition in the LGBTQ community. Like, y'all, with all this chaos, balance is being restored, and it's going to be restored. So like when we talk about the government, okay, the government has to deal with sovereignty. So balance is going to be restored to that. When we start talking about education, that's knowledge. Balance is going to be stored with that. So then you talk about religion, that's a belief system. Balance is going to be restored with that. With health, balance is going to be restored. Then, so there's also going to be a restoration, restoration between and a balancing between the divine masculine and the divine feminine. Now, with the divine masculine and feminine, so there's going to be a balance. So if you were born a woman and you were born a man, there's going to be a balancing inside of you. So you're going to, women are going to physically walk out the divine feminine, and then the men are going to be walking out as the divine masculine. Now, what does this mean if you're living like, so what, I'm going to break this down for you. So if you are a female and you're living as a masculine, your whole life is going to change, because that masculine, there's going to be a divine intervention. And with that divine intervention, your body is going to balance back into being that divine feminine. And then with the masculine, the same way. So if you're a masculine and you are walking out a lot of your, you're walking more in your divine feminine, then your physical body is going to balance back into that masculine. So there's going to be, and I spoke about this in my TikTok, and I think people got offended because I was talking about if you're a transgender, there's going to be a huge, for transgenders that have gotten the physical surgery, there's going to be a lot of mental regret. There's going to be a lot of mental regret. And I'm also noticing how there's this confusion with the cis woman and a bio woman, and all that is also a distraction, you guys. All that is going to get cleared up. Okay, so I try to tell you guys not to engage in a lot of things because the cabal, the people that we feel is running the planet, the reptilians, you know, they're still a part of the cabal. However you see them to be, I use the word cabal. I don't use the word elite because we're all elite. So to say that they're elite, then what are we calling ourselves? And for me, I know the truth with that. So for me, they're not elites. We're all elites. The only difference with them versus, and there's no them versus us, but from a physical standpoint, the only difference with the cabal in us is they know who they are. And they also know the laws, the universal laws. And they're just playing them out just like we should. Just like we should be doing. Except, you know, they've deceived us, but many of us are waking up. But this is why it's so key for you to know who you are. At the end of the day, when everything starts boiling down, people are not going to be caring about houses or cars. You're going to be caring about your family. But at the end of the day, it's so important for you to know who you are, okay? Because when you stepping into who you are, when you step up into who you are as a divine, as your divine self, not your human self, you have to step into your divine self, your higher self, become one with your higher self. You cannot be touched, because becoming one with your higher self is your God self, and God cannot be destroyed. It cannot be destroyed. I'm empowering you guys right now. God cannot be. And this is why, you know, there are sources or people being used to say it's blasphemy, but that's to trick us and to keep us manipulated into this and being deceived that we are not gods and goddesses. Because when you step up in that energy, you cannot be fucked with. You cannot be touched. So for those of you that's all into careers and money, listen, that's all a distraction. That's a 3D thing. In 5D, you don't have a career. You're just being. You're playing a role, and you understand that you're playing a role, whatever your passion is. You're just playing that out. You have a full understanding. And this is why, y'all, the process, it's so important. And for you to not try to rush your process, because every part of your journey, every part of the process is needed. Every part of your process is needed. Every obstacle, every opportunity, I like to call situations and circumstances, those are opportunities. Those are opportunities that's presented to you from you, so that you can step into who you really are. These opportunities, these situations and circumstances, what it's doing is peeling back and peeling away and probing away all the things that keep you in a lower state. Because the goal of this, and I'll say it and I'll keep saying it, the cabal, they're not interested in keeping us poor, okay? The only thing that they're interested in is making sure that we don't rise up and know who we are. Because at that point, once you step into your God self, you're automatically ejected out of the game. And you're just ejected out of the game so that you can understand that you were playing a game, and then you come back into the game. Yes, I know people don't say, but you come back into the game. for some of you. Some of you are going to come back into the game and just play it out as a role. Oh, I had to breathe. Wow. And feel that. Because I say it all the time. But I love feeling while I'm talking. And that was a lot. And there's much more, but for right now, this is what I'm being guided to share with you guys. So I'm sending you guys so much love. I'll be doing another episode in reference to this. And I think I'm right on time because we're getting ready to go. But I wanted to share this with you guys and keep you guys updated and posted. And I know that I'm coming back to the scene, but I'm just taking my time and allowing myself to be guided. So I just want to send you guys so much love and peace until the next time.